Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Man, thanks for that introduction. Man, I'm pumped. I'm jazzed to be here. Hey, this is episode 000 of the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, and my name is Stephen Peterson. I'll be the host. And my wife and I are part-time sellers, and so we plan on using this podcast as a way to learn how to grow our business and talk to other sellers who have figured out how to get past stuck. We all hit it. We all have problems. We all have issues. And the people that we're talking with have gotten past it. And if we can pull out just a nugget of information that's valuable to you, the end listener, man, we've done our job. So I'm really excited. This is episode 000, where we talk about the podcast, what direction it's going to go in, and we're open to moving it in other areas if you like. So we focus on people, products, and process. People. The people that we're going to interview, our first interview, man, you're going to be blown away with him. He is just an amazing guy. But how he got from where he was and what his training was and college degree into e-commerce selling and how successful he has been is just a great story. But more importantly, what gave him the ability to do that? What trait, what training, what skill set does he bring to the table that you might have too, that if you take and find a better way to utilize, you might be able to move forward too? So I'm really excited. I can't wait to you get a chance to hear about what he has done and where he's going. We have some great people to talk to. And most importantly, when you get to that place of stuck, what can you draw against? Where do you go back to? What point in life can you go and say, this worked for me in the past, let me try that here? That's what I think these guys are going to bring to the table, guys and girls, to the table. So really excited about the products. And there's just so many options out there right now of places to source, items to sell. There's no shortage of it. And there's no shortage of places to sell right now. eBay is crazy busy, getting ready to separate from PayPal. I don't know how that's all going to shake out. Amazon is screaming. I mean, it's just expanding so quickly. They're almost done with their distribution network. It'll be interesting to see the next big move for them. There was one announced yesterday, as a matter of fact, where they're getting into Etsy's line of business. And Etsy just went public, and then there's some controversy on there about importing stuff. It's not really homemade and blah, blah, blah. 11 Main has launched. Not really, I don't think it's been a full launch because really not seeing much out there about it. I know some sellers that are selling, well, have stuff for sale, whether items are selling yet. I'm not sure they have the audience yet, but I wouldn't count them out. Look at what that company's done with Alibaba. Man, that is just a giant, massive success, and it's exploding. Jet is getting ready to release. I'm not really sure how that's going to work out, but the guy in charge of it really knows what he's doing. So there are just so many places to sell, and there's just so many trends out there. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to really delve deeper into those things. Process. To me, this is where the rubber hits the road. It's easy. Well, I shouldn't say that. Selling 100 items on eBay, that's a lot of work. I mean, that's a big accomplishment, 100 items in a week. That's a big accomplishment. Selling 100 items in Amazon in a week, no big deal. You're barely making any money if you're only selling 100 items on Amazon, depending on what they are, but generally speaking. So, little context there. If you can get to that 100 items a day on Amazon, now you're talking. Now you're talking, and you're talking some big numbers. Well, I'm going to introduce you to some people that have. And how did they get there? There's a lot of discussion out there about coaches and training, and a lot of people will help you move forward, really custom to your particular situation. But that costs money. This is free, and I just love talking about it. So I'm really looking forward to finding out ways to move our business forward and really finding those jewels in that conversation that said, hey, when we hit 100 items a day, this happened. But what we did was this, and boom, now we're at 300 items a day, you know, whatever that information is. So I'm really excited to start talking about that. I have an example of one. I recently spoke at a conference in Baltimore Greg Purdy put on the Momentum Conference, and I was one of the speakers, and talking about inventory, moving inventory from Amazon through eBay and that kind of thing, and there were a lot of great questions. And I gave an example of what a poor inventory system looks like, and then showed what our inventory system, which is based on Amazon's model, everything's numbered and that kind of jazz, no big deal. But I gave another example of how my son, who's a much smaller seller, uses plastic totes or tubs that you would get from Walmart or Kmart, and he numbers them and he puts that into the listing. And there was a gentleman there who said, oh my goodness, all I have to do is freaking put the number on the tub. Holy cow. It was like the clouds opened up over his head, the sun shone through, music started playing in his mind. He got past a self-imposed barrier. Now, that barrier, we all have barriers in our lives. This self-imposed barrier that he had, he couldn't give it the time that it needed to think it through. He would have figured it out. This guy was smart, but he's got all these other things that he's fighting against, all these other issues that he's dealing with. He never gave that the time, and so he never was able to get past that. And boom, just listening to me talking for an hour, he was able to move his business forward. And I'll be honest with you, quite a few people that day moved forward. There were some great speakers giving out great information, and quite a few people were able to move forward. And that's what we're going to do in this podcast, is start talking about ways to move forward and ways to get over those self-imposed barriers. And some of them aren't self-imposed. Some of them are real limits or hurdles and problems. Everybody's got them. We've got 99 problems, but we're going to try and answer them one by one. How about that? So we're really excited to talk with you and bring this podcast to you. It'll be weekly. It will be airing on a set schedule, and once I determine that schedule, I'll put it out there. We will take questions. We really encourage them. We'll have two ways to take questions. One, there's a comment field out on the website, ecommercemomentum.com. There's a comment section. You can put in your questions. Either I'll answer them, or I might challenge some of our guests with some of those questions. I'm excited about that. Or you can use the number that's on the website. You can leave a message, and we'll play some of those calls and see what we can do to help you move your business forward, really gain some momentum, hence the name E-Commerce Momentum. So again, Stephen Peterson here. Man, I'm psyched, really excited to be talking about this stuff. I think we're going to really have a great time over the next few weeks. Look forward to you listening to the first interview we have. Great guy. I think you're going to be blown away with him. If you like what you hear, please go out and give us a rating on iTunes. Really helps us get noticed. We're really trying to get noticed this year. Hey, thanks for listening. Really appreciate you taking the time to come and hear us today. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.